I got a little, I don't know, head cold or something going.
Me every day. Shut up, Bernice.
That's not good.
Well, she said that's not good, but maybe you're getting better looking and more like me.
That, and I'm proud of her. Nope, I just went to Ingles to pick up the Makins for some chili, and then I'm going to go back and do a little bit of tree trimming and maybe stand up my new vertical, my new 160 vertical.
Sounds good, Bob. That must be just a metal pole or something type vertical. I sure appreciate you helping me figure out that one I got back there. Now, the counterpoise is off to the side just a little bit, say one pole from where I originally planned it. But the antenna couldn't be any better. I mean, it's up there, and it's that good wire, and it's probably 60 feet off the ground, Bob. I talked to Chili on it the other night. I haven't used it a whole lot yet, but it really looks nice. I like that counterpoise and that out there. It looks scientific.
Well, it is actually made out of three pieces of PVC, starting from 2 inches going down to an inch nestled together. And then there's like 254 feet of wire wrapped around it. It's a helically wound with a capacitance hat vertical. So we'll see how it does. It's going to get 16 radials under the, you know, on the ground radials, not elevated. And we'll see how it does.
Sound like a pain to me if it's anything up there like it is here. We got roots everywhere.
It's not going to be difficult to stand it up. And the radials, I'll just lay them on the ground, and in about, you know, three weeks after the spring comes, the grass will grow right over the top of them.
This is N0TR with ND7J. Well, that sounds good, Bob. I would have thought K4SV would have had one of them things you bury the radios with. I don't know if he did that on that big four array thing he put up for 80 meters. I remember him and Paul doing all that work. My gracious, that was a tremendous job on that, and they did a fine job. Well, I just figured, I know you can use a trencher, an edger like you use on the driveways, and just drop them down in there where that edger is.
Radials down for his four square and his 160 meter vertical, and you just lay them on the ground there. All that extra effort to dig a little trench. I've got an edger that I bought to do that, but it's really a waste of time. If you just lay them on the ground with some garden stakes, a couple of weeks of grass growth, and the grass will grow right over the top of them. If you don't cut your lawnmower or set your lawnmower to cut it down to dirt, you won't have no problem. I've got radials from several antennas laying on the ground, and you can't even see them anymore. So they'll disappear into the ground.
Well, that sounds good, Mom. I got real sandy soil out here, and I keep it cleared off out back real nice anymore. And that wouldn't fly as far as not seeing them anymore because I don't have grass out there. But sounds like a good plan. We have fescue here and it stays green for the most part all winter. Out front, it's got some Bermuda mixed in with it, and you can see where it's went dormant. But overall, we got the prettiest lawn along here. And, you know, I noticed this morning they went out and covered up all the greens on all of the golf courses. It got so cold that it would have killed that spatial grass. They put it around the greens, and they folded up all those tarps as we passed down around the Greer golf course down there. But I hope that works out for you. I haven't seen too much activity on 160 other than FT4 or FT8 or whatever it is. And very little of that, really, lately. I sure hope it picks up.
Tom, I'm in the driveway. I got groceries in the car, so I got to say 73. Say hey to Bernice, and I hope you guys have a good day. I'm going to get this stuff in the house and tinker around out in the backyard. Have a good one, N0TR, NB7J, 73.
Okay, Bob, and Happy New Year's to you and yours up there. And I hope you get to feeling better and get you some of that emergency or take a bunch of vitamin C and zinc. It'll help you get over it, I hope. ND7J, N0TR, 73, Bob.
Plum 2 Tango Mobile. Hey, Tom, W2T. I heard you talking with Jerry earlier this morning.
Jerry's been having some health problems like the rest of us, but he seems to be progressing some, hopefully. And talked to Chan and talked to Bob just a minute ago. He sounds like he's got a pretty good cold going on up there, but he's not sick. He's going outside and work on a new 160 vertical.
I'm trying to catch a cold, so I stopped and picked me up some cold medicine so I can take it. It'll help me keep me from getting it. But I get little twinges now and then, so I figured I'd just pick me up something that I had to go out to the grocery store anyway. So I was taking care of this while I was doing it. So trying to get out of the grocery store without getting run over by the idiots that don't realize somebody in the outside lane slowing down, leaving a gap so somebody can get through. Oh, well, it is what it is. I heard you and Bernice were out earlier, so I figured I'd catch you sooner or later.
I had the same thing happen in Sam's parking lot there. I always turn on my emergency flashers before I start to back out of a parking spot. It's just a habit of mine. And so I got all seat belts and everything and all the pre-flight inspection done and turned on the emergency flashers and looked at the backup camera, was clear, looked in the rearview mirror, was clear. And then I still jogged as I start backing out slowly. And some guy come up there just, probably 20 miles an hour and stopped right behind me and didn't beep or nothing. And I had looked to the left. I didn't see him. And Bernie said, there's a car behind you. And I looked down at the backup camera. And sure enough, he pulled in there within a few milliseconds. And he could have just waited for a couple of seconds for me to back out. But, that would have been the decent thing to do.
Out of the parking lot onto Reedville Road, and it's four lanes there, two each direction. And the guy's traffic was stopped at the traffic light, and because it was red. And I was trying to sneak out, and the guy stopped, and he was letting me out, and he was on the outside lane next to the curb. And these two idiots on the inside lane come flying up and flying by, so I had to be partially out of the driveway, and then I finally got out after them. And but they think they got a rush right up there to get to that traffic light. Light's still red. I don't know where they think they're going.
Honest, I see that every day. And just like there, the stoplight just before you turn right to go into Sam's, coming from our direction, the guy in front of us, he ran the red light. And he went through when the amber had been on quite a while. And then he went ahead and passed through it on red. But that's just standard operating procedure around here. Those are maybe lights. Hey, here comes I always call it Christmas when the prime truck stops, Rusty, because I never know what I ordered after a couple of days.
Came into your house today?
Day. I had one come this morning. I bought Bernice kind of a late Christmas present. It was a book about Dolly Parton. Let me grab this at the door just a second so I can thank him. And Gerald's here.
All right. I'm still mobile, W2T.
And Gerald TR. I'm back, Rusty. I don't know what this one is, but it's fairly heavy, so must be something good.
I'll tell you what, I got behind yesterday. I was going back to the house, and I got behind one of those prime delivery vans. And this guy was going down the road. He made a left turn in front of me, and he was sitting at the intersection of the traffic light where his flash was going, and I have no idea why. And he went around the corner, and he drove, and his flashes were still flashing. And he finally made a left turn down there, but I couldn't have told you when he was going to make the left turn until I saw him actually step on his brakes. Because his flashes were running the whole time, and we went down the road about a mile and a half, and his flashes were still running.
Well, this is double A batteries. And I made a mistake. I had more on hand than I thought, but I get them from Amazon. And you get a nice big package of them, and they last a long time, and they're very reasonable. And they deliver them to the door, so I don't have fools going and getting them. But at any rate, I'm glad to have them. I use quite a few double A's and triple A's. Yeah, there was a Cadillac there, and of course, the more wealthy people, they don't have to use turn signals, and he was just weaving in and out of the lanes there all the way when we left, going towards back to Greenville, you know, or Greer, and never did give a turn signal. I don't know what's the matter with these folks down here that don't use turn signals. I just don't get that. But even in Kansas, as slow as we are, we give turn signals.
Turn signals religiously, and if I'm going somewhere and I want to make sure people know I'm making a turn. Anyway, well, I got to drive down to Greenwood tomorrow, inspection down there, and this is a commercial one, so I'm getting a nice check for this one, but a couple hours down and back, time on the site, so it'll be a couple hours, and I'll get a nice little paycheck for it.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, ironically, and leave it up to an old hunter, one of the things that I remember most about going down to that Greenwood Ham Fest one time is we come up to this one corner, I think it was, and I think there was a corner there, and there was a cafe that would be on the right side going south, and the whole roof was covered with deer antlers. Never seen that before.
Place you're talking about, and I'll been by there, and it's been there for years, and all stuff. Yep, it's been there for years, and I think it's a cafe, a restaurant, and I remember seeing it before. But like I said, I got to be on the road early because I got to be down there by 10:30 in the morning, meet up with the client whose property we're inspecting. And he's doing a bunch of work around the place, so I get to see, you know, I'll get to note all of that down as I'm making my inspection, because that goes in on the report that they are making improvements on the property, so I'll do that. Got to draw a picture of the place, measure it off, all kinds of good things like that. This is one of the, like I said, this is one of the heftier ones, that's why they pay more for it.
Good deal, that's your New Year's present. We got a Christmas present yesterday from the kids up north, and we don't buy presents as a general rule, but I did pick up a necklace that looks like a treble clef from a lady down. She had a table set up inside the VA in Greenville when I had a doctor's appointment last month, and Bernice went with me, and she had a lot of beautiful things that she hand-created. So I seen that one with that treble clef on it, and it was really pretty, and it wasn't horribly priced. I think it was $30-some or something. So I got it for our musician daughter up north, and then send the granddaughter a little bit of money for college, and she'll probably spend it on horses, unfortunately, but that's what she loves to do. And then the kids sent us down some 4-year-old Wisconsin cheddar cheese. Oh, my. That's the best sharp cheddar cheese I've ever ate in my life. And Chad was here one day, and he tasted it, and he says, "Where'd you get that cheese?" Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I know. You let me tell you something. When I was over there the last time I came over there, and in fact, Chad was asking me the other day when I was talking to him if I had used my launcher yet since we'd gotten, he made those things for it, and I said, no, haven't done mine yet because the weather hasn't cooperated, my health hasn't cooperated, and, you know, if it's not one thing, it's two or three. So anyway, well, I'm back here at the house. I need to get out and check the mail before I go into the yard, and then I got to unload groceries. I'll talk to you in a little bit. I have the radio on inside the house, Tom. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
I'm sitting here having a cup of coffee and a piece of pizza, pecan roll, and a few raspberries, and I'm going to head out and tend to the chickens now. It's late enough, and see if there's any eggs out there. I've been watching Gunsmoke while I'm talking to you. Of course, I've seen them all, but they're still good and got a good story to them. And Bernice has got a new book to read by Dolly Parton, and James Patterson. It says, Run, Rose, Run. I heard the reviews on TV the other night, and she likes to read. And I need tapes or something, Rusty. I'm not a big reader on stuff like that. I like technical manuals, but that's about it. And take care. W2T. That's the reason she's the smart one in the family. This is N0TR. I'm off and clear and headed out the coop.